Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. What the heck? I gotta fix this. What a show we got for you. I got Thursday on here. Okay, what a conversation today, folks, on this Tuesday edition, not Thursday. I don't know why I typed. Save it. There we go, folks. On the Tuesday edition of the conversation, we're getting to what Fredo means. And that's huge right now. I want to get into what happened over the weekend in Chicago, because there's no outrage, but something big happened there, as always. It's a Democrat city. What do you expect? Wow. William Barr is saying that he's going to do some massive investigating on why there was no way to adequately secure Epstein. There's a lot of questions around Jeffrey Epstein and his money, because he basically worked for one person, Wexner, and magically had billions of dollars working for one person. That's only income we ever, you know, he had, you know, so I want to get into that. Wow. You know, Jeffrey Epstein was hung by bedsheets, and if you believe that, let me tell you something. I got oceanfront property near in Arizona that Al Gore used to own that I bought that I'll sell you. Wow. Protests violently are going on in Hong Kong as people are fighting to keep their freedoms, and there's something that's going on there that not many people are talking about. I'll get into that majorly. A New Mexico cop has an unwelcome sign on his burger meal. Makes me sick. Wow. Also, some cannabis news and much, much more, and some Manchester United news I want to get into. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and share, like and share, like and share. I don't know who's watching or not watching, so please like, please comment, please whatever you want to. Let me know you're watching, because I can't tell until it's over. And it just says like 40 views, 50 views. I can't tell. So if you want me to know you're watching, even if you're watching for 10 minutes, please like. Thank you, Peachy Pink Nation. And some people have asked, because you always do, I do these videos and we're the Peachy Pink Nation. It's because, okay. This is a white Kleenex. Yeah, it don't look the same, does it? My skin, yeah, don't. This is white, and this is like a peachy pink, something like that. I don't know. We're all child of the one true king. So, you know, I want to get into that, because people wonder, okay. Remember Matthew 28:19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Think about that as you're going through your day today. And thank you so much for tuning in to this amazing Italian edition. This is the Godfather edition of the Weekly Conversation. Today we're going to talk about Al Pacino's brother with the same first name but the different last name, Alfredo. Well, Chris Cuomo, a guy went up to him and, "What's up, Fredo?" Because he thought that's what his name was, and he probably heard it on Rush Limbaugh calling him Fredo. And and he went ballistic. Well, Fredo actually is F-R-E-D-D-O, not one D, but two Ds in Italian, and it means cold or coldness, the definition. And he went ballistic. And I kind of have to agree with Donald Trump. Yeah, we need to red flag him, and he cannot own a gun. He needs to make sure that, you know, because, you know, that's pretty violent, man. He shouldn't be able to have a knife, a gun, anything, because, you know, we could have a mass stabbing. Fredo could cause a mass stabbing. Good, you know. Just because you can't get guns. I'm going to get one of those packets of bunch of balloons that make the water balloons. I'm going to fill them with like a oven cleaner or some sort of delimer and see if it can hold them. And then I'm going to throw them at people. And I'm going to seriously blind people, burn people, damage people. Hypothetically, but guess what? I'm not using a gun, but I'm going to be very destructive with it. You know, guns aren't the problem, folks. The problem is God has been taking, you know, we have shootings in schools. What happened? They took God out. We have problems here, problems there. Because you're taking God out of the equation.
The protests in Hong Kong, what are they using? Are they using weapons or are they just...
They're beating them. They're using, like, I mean, there are people that are having gashes and there's blood because they're beating
but
them.
But the protesters
them.
Aren't using
no.
weapons.
No.
What are they carrying?
American flags. This flag that, who is that? Colin Kaepernick is taking me because if the American flag... If the American flag is so oppressive, please, please, please explain to me why people in Hong Kong who are trying to keep their freedoms, who are trying to keep their freedoms, are there with the American flag, waving it. Why are they, if the American flag is that discriminatory, that racist, why are they trying... Why are they taking that American flag? Why are they taking that and waving it as a sign of freedom? And if someone wants to call in on that and let me know, you know, someone on the left that listens, because I do have some people from the left that listen, let me know how, what China, you know, we have Colin Kaepernick taking a knee because it's so oppressive and so offensive, the American flag, but you have people from China that are fighting for their very freedoms, the little they do have. And they're waving the American flag. If that doesn't symbolize, if whatever, I don't, well, yeah, but then you have, I have people that when I showcase Minded Jamal, that they'll like, they can just see the freeze frame. And they'll be like, they won't even listen to him. They'll just call him out. Yeah. I mean, I guarantee you the people that I know that I share, like liberal friends that are black that I share Minded Jamal stuff to, they don't listen to them.
And I will say, I have been friends with the friends that I know who you're talking about.
And they're just...
I have never been... I don't know how you're friends with them because they're so disrespectful, so rude, so foul-mouthed. And they call themselves Christians.
Yeah.
I don't get how you can be friends with them. I block them because I can't. I can't. They're the left is the most foul-mouthed, racist, hateful people.
Yep. They are. Look at Chris Cuomo calling me Fredo. I would love to go up to him and say, well, what does that mean in Italian? What does that really mean? What is the actual definition? Not this. I'd love to hear what you mean, because it...
Maybe like the weakened brother or the what?
It actually, yeah, like the weak brother, but it truly means cold or coldness.
Right, but that movie, the weak
brother's
name
was
Frodo.
Yeah, Fredo. And the funny thing about it is they had Italian people calling into Rush Limbaugh today going, dude, that's not offensive at all, dude. What the heck?
Yeah.
Where is this dude's on crack?
That's why I'm done with Hannity. It had been years since I just started listening to him back, well, when Trump was running for prez. And liking what I was hearing. I wouldn't listen to him for the longest time. He's too nice to liberals for me. I'm sick and tired of
being nice.
You gotta play safe with them. I gotta be a doormat. I'm not a doormat for anybody.
No. And you shouldn't.
And I'm tired of being a doormat because I'm a Republican or I'm a conservative. I'm racist. I'm bigoted. I have white privilege, which I'm going to tell you something. I'm 4'7" and a white woman. What privilege do I have? You want to talk about being made fun of, put down, treated like crap? Walk a day in my shoes when I was a kid in school. Then you can talk.
See, but what I do is I exfoliate that. If you want to call me a racist, I've had people call me that. I actually treat them like the person they think I am. Some dude told that to me, so I started saying, like, I started.
I would go too far with it. I know me. I'm just saying.
Oh, I've done that before.
I'm just tired of the mindset. And I'm not talking about actually being called. Hearing it on the news. I can't even watch the news.
Well, it's not. Well, that's
or
the problem. It's not news.
I can't even watch a TV show without them. Everything is political and all the right is hateful and stuff. I'm tired of it. I'm not placating to Hollywood or the media anymore.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
You want to talk about hateful devices?
But look at
what the left has done.
But what people don't realize is, okay, you know what? Late night is tank. They don't give a crap.
No,
they will have one viewer at CNN, and they will continue. They will have no one watching it.
They will still be. They don't care.
They don't give a shit. Excuse my friends, but they don't care. They're not like, okay, we got to do something. Our ratings are tank. I don't know anyone that watches late night.
I don't get, because I can remember when it used to be about ratings. And quality at one time.
Yeah.
30 years ago.
In the 90s, I could watch David Letterman because he wasn't political. It wasn't like
he wasn't a bitter, grumpy, nasty man.
Yeah. Near the end, he started to like, screw this, man. We need Cuba here.
But
that's the problem. They're trying because no one watches news anymore. I'm like, I've gotten to the point where some people are like, you can call me, I don't care anymore. You can call me whatever. You can label me whatever the hell you want to. I don't give a shit. I don't care. If you're that stupid, if you're that mentally retarded.
If you're that little-minded.
Yeah. Because I told one person recently, I said, if you want me to be racist, trust me. I know where you live. I'll slash your tires. I'll take spray paint and put neo-Nazi signs if that's what you think I'm going to do. No, just go look on the internet. Remember, show me all the videos of Trump supporters taking Hillary signs. No, I'd put about 50 of them in the yard. If you're that stupid to vote for her, I'll give you more.
But you said all Hillary supporters. See, that's my point right there. That's my point right there. You just helped make it. You saw people take Trump signs. Did you see people take Hillary signs?
No, you never would.
So, and it was okay because it was a Republican.
Oh, if I had the time, if I didn't work like I do, like 6 days a week, I'd have taken Hillary's sign to put him in. Oh, no, you only have one. I want to give you more. If you're that stupid to vote for, I want to make sure people really know how dumb you are. I'll give you 50 signs. I'll put a new roof on your house for free, and I'll put, I'm voting for that. And put Hillary's name, and I'll spell it out with the rough tiles. See, even my cat like is getting all crap. He's talking about Hillary. I gotta leave.
Yep, rascal's out of here.
But this is the problem we got. Okay, 47 shot, 4 fatally killed over the weekend in Democrat-controlled Chicago. But there's still,
Did you hear any news? Did you hear it on the news?
No.
Did you hear any liberals boohooing over?
No, they don't care because they can't because it's a democratically controlled, very, very strict gun law area. It would defeat every narrative that was black on black, too.
Right.
Black Lives Matter, where are you? Black Lives Matter, where are you? There's black people killed because they don't care. If it's a Mexican killing a black person, they don't care. An Indian killing a black person, they don't care. They don't care unless it's a white person killing a black person. You could have a billion blacks killed. But if it was at the hand of a black person, they wouldn't give two craps, right? They wouldn't even, they don't mean anything. But if it was one black person killed by one white person, the whole world would come to an end. They'd be burning buildings, rioting. Oh, the week before, a billion blacks were killed by blacks, but no one cares about that. But the one person, you know, they don't care. Look at a Colts player. He was killed. No one was up in arms because it wasn't a white person that did it. It was an illegal Mexican. It's called common sense, folks. Don't forget to like or... What do they have on here? Don't forget to like or cry or angry or love or laugh or whatever. I can't tell who watches until the end, so do that if you want to. If you want to comment, if you got a comment, feel free to comment. Thank you so much for tuning in all, you know, around the world on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook. But, you know, 47 shot and 4 dead in Chicago, and no worse the outrage. Well, you know, look at how many people die from drunken driving every day, and no one's trying to ban cars. Not one person. Wow. Not one person. That's, you know, I've said this on my program before. Pretty soon, you're going to be offended by saying the word the because it has he in it. When is enough enough? These democratic socialists can point of personal privilege, like, okay, yes, yes, I'm offended by people speaking at all. So when you go up there, if you can just like say your stuff, but don't actually just like lip read, just like don't say a word, just like move your mouth to what the, and I'm just gonna, you're just gonna have to learn to lip read.
The sign language offend you too?
Oh, that because what if, because you could do something that to me mimics somebody being punched, which offends me. I mean, I'm like offended by everything. So, no, what is that? What was that? The peanuts where they go? What is the failure? What is that? That's the fear of everything. That's it. You need involvement, Charlie Brown. And we got, we, you know, I mean, seriously, there are people out there, I'm offended by everything, what do I do? Lord, grow a pair, okay? Grow a pair. I'm offended by everything, so I'm offended because I'm offended. I don't know what to do. There's no windows in this place. I'm offended. Lord, help us. That's the left for you. You need to have some of those people from the Democratic Socialist Convention. They need to moderate a debate. Wouldn't that be funny? Okay, the next question is for you, Bernie Sanders. Point of personal privilege. Yeah, can you please change your name because your initials are BS and that's offensive? It'd be like a 5-hour debate. You didn't get the question. You didn't get the first question answered. Okay, then why are you referring to them? Man, don't use gender references to... Sir, they're both men. How dare you assume their identity, man? Their gender, how... I mean, seriously. That's the world we live in. Have those Democratic National Socialists moderate the debate and have them all in the audience. Point of personal privilege, imagine in a courtroom. Wouldn't that be funny? Point of personal privilege, I object to this line of questioning, it's offensive. Lord help us. Yes, that's right, folks. That's the world we live in. But supposedly in Jeffrey Epstein's room that he had, as we move on, he supposedly had a bunk bed and used the sheets to hang himself. A lot of people that are in like a solitary confinement and stuff like that, they're not given anything. I've looked into this, and there's some people that say that like, you know, you're still given clothes, you're still given this, so they can potentially take the clothes and rip it and you know, hang themselves. But usually when this is going on, this guy was supposed to be round the clock 24/7, someone watching him at all times. And supposedly, William Barr is going to investigate why he was not protected, what's going on, you know. And to me, I hope it comes from a Trump standpoint. And there's people that are saying just because Epstein is gone does not mean we're not going to keep investigating the island and investigating who, we will find out who is there. We have pilot logs. We know who are on the planes. We have those records. We know who went back, because it proves how many times Bill Clinton was adamant and honest that he went to the island back and forth until it was found out that, he was doing, then when he was accused of this orgy island, and I went like twice, maybe three times, folks, just remember, Bill didn't choose Hillary, and you didn't, and I'm grateful. But, I mean, investigations are where the evidence goes to die. Because you have, like, think about it like this. That Russia collusion happened, so we got to investigate. Now we have an investigation into the investigation of the investigation. I want to see if they ever investigated how Hillary Clinton lost a rigged election. Because she did. She lost a rigged election. But that's this world we live in, folks. That's the world we live in. You know, and I'm like my wife. I'm like my wife. It's like, okay, well, all late night talk shows are all nothing but anti-right. It's like, how do you watch TV when everything on it is, like, most of my entertainment now is YouTube. Because I'm tired of just hearing nothing but bash Trump, bash Trump, bash Trump, bash Trump. And I want to get into this because in the last probably 24 hours, my brother, Terrence K. Williams, has had death threats because Trump retweeted one of his videos. He's had death threats because people can't stand a black man thinking for himself and supporting Donald J. Trump, because some black idiots out there, I need to be on some sort of assistance. You know, we have low unemployment the lowest unemployment under blacks. Women are unemployed, and the unemployment is lowest under women, and everything. Yeah, most of those people that are doing those death threats, I guarantee you, straight to your face, as you and I look right now, they don't care. They don't know. They don't know. They don't want to know. Unemployment is the lowest with Hispanics, Blacks, and women under Donald J. Trump in our history. Food stamps is at the lowest. But guess what? There's a problem in this country. It's called inflation. That's why stuff costs so much. That's why people have to have 2 and 3 jobs to make it. That's not something Trump's done. You know, we got Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. I've been in office for 40-some years. I've been, you know, 80 years combined plus, and we're going to fix stuff. Fix stuff, Maya. Okay. Yeah, I trust Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden about as much as I trust Fredo and his reporting. But that's the problem in this world. The late night TV is tanking. No one watches it because all it is bashing the left. No, they're bashing the right. So MSNBC, CNN, ABC, the news is all progressive left. All this is white supremacist bashing Democrats. Pardon me. But that's all it is. But they don't care. They don't care. When you have Blacks on the right going up to Don Lemon, what has the Democrat Party done for Blacks? Look at South Chicago. Look at, I'm not qualified to answer that one. Yeah, you're not. All you have, the left has gotten to the point where most of the people on the left are anti-American racial bigots. I'm offended by Trump because I'm offended because he's a white nationalist. He's a neo-Nazi skinhead. I know he is. I can't prove it. There's no, and he colluded with Russia. I can't, there's no proof of it, but I know he did because I'm just going to make it up because I know he did. He just did. I mean, it's duh. I mean, I know Trump did. I know he did. I know he did. I know he colluded with Russia. I know he did. No. Grow a pair because Hillary Clinton lost a rigged election and grow a pair. I'm sick and tired of, if you can't tell right now, what is the left doing? That, what has the left done to help America? If Trump is not doing what he's, if America is so bad under Trump, what are you doing to make it better? You're not going into the inner cities and cleaning them up. It took conservatives to do that. You're not fixing up South Chicago. Obama didn't even do that. You're not doing anything. All you're doing is calling us names. You know you win an argument with a progressive liberal when they call you white supremacist. I got about 32 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are listening around the world. Don't forget to like and share. Like and share. Please like if you got a question, comment. It's nice to know who's watching. So if I want to tag you, you know, like when my conversations come up, you know, so if you want to let me know you're watching, feel free. But that's the world we live in today, folks. They don't have an agenda. The Democrat Party is actually imploding. They're falling apart because they don't have a thing. All they're doing is what? Okay, if Trump is so bad, what are you trying to do? Okay, there's so much you can do in this world. You can look at what. Show me what that guy did politically. The guy cleaned up Baltimore.
Didn't do a thing politically.
You can claim that was politically motivated to, okay, well then why didn't the Democrats do it to make themselves look good? If it's if it's a political thing, why didn't the Democrats do it as a political thing to make themselves look good? Why didn't they do it 20 years ago? Why haven't they? They don't care. They're just trying to make anything you say, anything you do, they don't have a leg to stand on because the economy is good. Unemployment's great. It's low. So guess what?
For the black people and for immigrants, not immigrants, but other than white people, it's the lowest ever.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Point of personal privilege, y'all. I want to get thank. I just want to, in case you were going to say something, I was in tears today. I was dang near crying. On Rush Limbaugh, a lady called in from New York who is a Ukrainian immigrant. I have Ukrainian in me. I have family that supposedly still is in Ukraine, but she was an immigrant back in the time when to become a U.S. citizen, you had to have a family sponsor. You had to prove that you could financially make it on your own, which now that's racist to have someone come here and demand that they have like requirements. She had a family that was a sponsor. She had to prove that she could financially make it on her own. She had to do all these things. And the day that she became an American citizen, she was holding the American flag in tears and crying and thanking for, she's not, you don't have that anymore. People that come here, how dare you mean to tell me that back in the day people were forced to learn English? No, they came here, they wanted, you were ashamed to speak, you were,
they had pride
in America.
Yeah.
It's not like Fredo who thinks he's an Italian. No, if you come here and you become a U.S. citizen, you may have Italian heritage in you, but you are a U.S. citizen. You're no longer Italian.
I have German heritage. I'm not German.
Yep. We are all Americans. You can say, well, my heritage goes back to Italy or to Germany or to France or England.
Because I have German heritage, then that, what if I'm related to Hitler?
I'd be proud.
What does that mean? I mean, would the Blacks love me then? I'm just asking a question.
It just makes you wonder,
because
though.
Because I'm wondering, what is it? Okay, first it was racist, and then racist really doesn't make the point like it used to, because they call everything racist.
Yeah.
They call, boo, that's racist. But okay, so they call everything racist. Now it's white supremacist. And I don't know one room white supremacist. Okay? But everybody that's white is a white supremacist all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
What after that loses its flair?
National, the white nationalists is what we are now.
Oh. Well, after that.
You know what? Yeah.
How far is it going to go?
No. Remember the South Park episode where we're like, well, we always used to stay ahead of the thing. And you said, I'll say, and the blacks always tried to get one step ahead, you know, that's the problem.
I heard you had talked about that episode where they took the Christmas out, they took Hanukkah out, they took everything out because everything was offensive.
Non-denominational, non-offensive holiday extravaganza by minimalist composer Philip Glass. But this sucks, that's because you took out Hanukkah. We didn't say you couldn't have Santa Claus and Rudolph and, you know, and it was hilarious. But, you know, that's this world. What's next?
That's what I'm wondering. What is next?
Well, I'm waiting for them to have someone run for president that's like transracial or transgender or something, and then they come after us for, oh, you don't want her because you're against, see, you don't like that candidate because she's transgender. No, it's not because of her policies. No, it can't be because of her policies. I said, let me tell you something. If she was a gun supporting NRA member who is supporting the American flag, the Constitution.
Don't have to be an NRA member. Just support the Second Amendment.
Well, that's what I mean when I mean NRA.
Well, no, Second Amendment. Because there's things about the NRA I don't necessarily agree with. But I agree wholeheartedly with the Second Amendment.
So like, there could be someone that's anti-gun but supports NRA?
No.
I'm putting that out there.
Never mind.
Point of personal privilege. No, I'm just asking a question.
Well, you're asking it like a liberal, because not only is it kicking me off, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, when I say NRA and stuff, I'm talking about Second. That's what I meant, basically.
Okay, well, then say what you mean.
Well, that's what I mean. Well, that's what I'm trying to say. I've never heard of someone that supports the NRA but not guns.
Well, people might support guns, but not the NRA.
Oh, I've never.
That's what I meant, not the other way
around. Oh, I've never. I don't know anyone. Everyone that owns a gun has an NRA sticker, pretty much. I just don't want to pay the $2 or whatever it is. I'm too Dutch.
The thing is, though, I'm just wondering what's next.
Oh, of course. I mean, like, what? I mean, when is it going to get to the point?
You know.
When will we not be able to speak?
I mean, you were talking. Do you know how many, when Hillary was running, do you know how many of my clients, because they bring it up, I can't. But how many women got mad at me because I wasn't voting for her just because she's a woman? No, it's not because she was a woman. It could have been Slick Willie running again, and I wouldn't have voted because I did not agree with what she stood for.
If she was in the Republican Party, it'd still be like, no.
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 You can't trust her.
No.
I want someone who is honest. I want someone like Trump who says, I'm going to do this. He gets in there. He fights. And he tries to do what he promises.
Hillary, I just want to let you know, Bill and Hillary, the Prime Minister of Iran, the Prime Minister of Iran has dirt on you. So, yeah, the leaders of Iran have dirt on you.
All the Epstein's files and computers and personal tapes that he's given them, all his information. So you need to go deal with him. I'm just saying. His information.
Yep.
They have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's funny. But, yeah, I mean, wow. And this is interesting because, like, with Jeffrey Epstein, Waxler is the only person that he has actually shown evidence of working for ever. So the big question with Jeffrey Epstein is, where did he get his millions? How did he acquire this when there's really no evidence of him working?
Ever,
except for Waxler. And then when he was working for him, he was like, well, I'm an investor, but I only invest in people with $1 billion or more.
They can't prove any of his exchanges, any of his stuff,
mm-hmm.
that he did any of his, because he wasn't an investor. And he basically did the stock market, right, where he traded.
Yeah.
They can't find any of his trades. You know? How did he make his money?
Yeah, that's the big issue. And I love this because, I mean, because it's a mystery. And I think it's going to be, I wonder if we'll ever know how he had the money, because he had a mansion in Manhattan. And what's funny about that is there are people in Manhattan that pay less for mansions than what we pay for this. But it makes you wonder. Because except for working for Wexler, that's, And they can't verify any, it's just, nothing adds up. But he had private jets, and he had an island and all this stuff, and it makes you wonder what he did illegally. Got about 20-some minutes left in the program, folks. Don't forget to like and share. Comment below. If you want to comment or like or whatever, love, because I can't tell who's watching. I do have a PayPal link, because everything you see here, it's all produced by us, all the microphones, everything. So if you want to see this program get bigger and stuff.
I want to take it to the next level.
So I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. I want to get into this one because, as many of you know, two U.S. gold medal winners could face sanctions after staging dramatic podium protests against U.S. President Donald Trump at the Pan Am Games in Lima. Gwen Berry stunned the crowd when she raised a clenched right fist and bowed her head at the U.S. National Anthem, closed her gold medal ceremony for the women's hammer. And then you had a 30-year-old, that's her, but then you had the race, a modem, 26-year-old, the fencer, who took a knee to celebrate his gold medal team foil event. In the team foil event, oh, Lord help us. You know, and all this crap that's going on, the protest, when you have, I hope they strip their, I hope they get their medals taken away from them. I really hope they do. And I'm finding out how I can start a thing to get their medals taken away from them. You have protesters in Hong Kong waving the American flag because it's a symbol of freedom. Because they don't have that in Hong Kong and China. They don't have freedoms. And they're clenching the American flag and waving it as a banner of freedom. This right here.
What's wrong?
This is a very symbol that those Chinese people are clinging to, because this means freedom. It means First Amendment. It means happy. It means stuff that they don't have. But in China, that's what that means. But these Americans have to take a knee. Are you alright? Oh, I didn't know.
Because I thought something happened to him.
Oh, no.
Going out there to him.
No, I was going to get this. Well, I didn't take you home. I can't see him. But that flag, that's what that flag means to people that don't live here, but to people that live here. Oh, it's about oppression. Huh. Yeah, oppression. Oppression to everyone else in the world that sees it as a symbol of hope and a symbol of freedom. We lose that symbol of hope and freedom. Where are they going to go when they're trying to escape tyranny? Where are they going to go? Where are they going to go? Obviously not going to come here if we don't have freedom. I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And, you know, when you see evidence where people in another country are waving our flag. But look at how many of those migrant people that were coming up here. They weren't waving the flag. No, they were coming here with another flag. That didn't even have a flag at all.
stand the Venezuelan flag, the Mexican flag.
Everything but the U.S. flag. I mean, a New Mexico cop gets a fast food order, and on the wrapper, there's a pig drawn on it. That's how when people disrespect people like that, okay, well, yep, I just want to let you know, yeah, okay, if you ever need us, I'll make sure that other cops know that we're not going to come help you. If you don't even call 911, if you're getting shot up, we're not going to help you, because this is how you treat us. We're gonna give you the respect you give us. If you respect us and treat us great, hey, go to a car dealership. If the guy goes out of his way and says, hey, buddy, here's the paperwork on it. This is what we paid for the car, $10,000. $11,000. I'm selling it for only $1,000 more than we paid for it. Be an honest guy, you know. You'd respect the guy. Be honest. If he's an a-hole and it's a $4,000 car, he's trying to sell you $12,000 for it, and he's mean and disrespectful, guess what? Guess what, folks? Treat the people the way you want to be treated. Okay? If they're going to sit there and treat a cop like that, okay, well, you can play that game, okay? You need us. We'll think about helping you. Because if you're not, if that's what you think of us, if you think of us as pigs, well, then go right ahead. Well, then we're not going to help you. Sorry, you're on your own. Better call 811 and hope to God you're digging. Hope you're digging, folks, because that's my day today. That's not gravity, folks. That's God keeping me grounded. Let me know I'm not perfect. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I never thought I would see a day where cops would be like treated like pigs.
Well, they've been disrespected for years.
But not to the extent that they are now.
True. I don't know, back in the 60s and stuff, with all those marches and stuff, they weren't treated the best. They just didn't have videotape like we do to record it.
Oh, Lord. This Michelle Obama thanks her high school for naming a building after her. The athletic complex.
The men's part.
The men's part, yeah, that's right. Like, why would you want to tarnish your high school's name? Seriously. Here we go. Juan Castro. Trump wants a whiter, wealthier nation. That's what he's interested in, declared the Democrat 2020 presidential candidate. Well, he's right about one thing, a wealthier nation. You don't care who you are. But, you know, liberals don't care about that. Trump's a racist. He's a, you know, I'm gonna work on this for the Thursday conversation. I'm gonna try to brainstorm and figure out what would be the next phase we're gonna be called. That we're the anti-LGBTQ.
I think that's Rush that was really mad up, or that might have been brought up yesterday when I was listening to Hannity.
Yeah.
Because I got mad at him today and turned him off.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, but that's See, but the one thing I want
to
say about...
I don't have to protest or demean...
You can just turn them off.
Thank you.
See, but here's the thing, too. I want to get into this really quickly before I get into the Premier League. Guess what my wife is doing? She likes Hannity. But not 100... There's things she's going to say that she disagrees with. And when she disagrees and doesn't like him, when he caves to liberal trash, Okay, Dear D, I'm going to switch the station. Common sense. Liberals don't understand that. You're going down. I hate you're racist. I don't know how you are. I can't prove it. Whatever. I'm just saying.
You watch that video. I don't know Kennedy. This is the thing. Watch that video. And who's cussing who out? Who's threatening who?
Yeah.
Who's being calm and like, whoa?
Like, what the hell? Now it's time. I got about 9 minutes left. I want to get into some Premier League. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Premier League, folks. Granted, it's only one game. 4-0 victory against Chelsea. Thank you very much. We're back for one game. Hey, we're second in the league right now. We got to cherish it because it's not going to last.
Right.
Don't worry. We'll be in sixth before too long. Don't worry, folks.
Woo-hoo.
Well, there's evidence that, at least for the time being, see, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is not taking Paul Pogba and United saying, well, this is bullcrap. I was not keeping the player. No, he's like, this is who I have. Who's going to pay 150 million? I don't think anyone out there is going to pay 150 million pounds for Pogba. Granted, Barcelona and Real Madrid and like, and the Italian leagues are still in the transfer window, so they could still get him. But we can't swap. So if Real Madrid was to come up with 150 million pounds, I don't know if United would sell him or not. But I highly doubt it. But if that's the case with Pogba, you know, I think what Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is saying, hey, we haven't really. I don't think he's had an offer. There's not been talk about Pogba having offers, so. You're here, and he's even admitted if I'm still at United, I'm gonna give my all for the shirt. I'm gonna bust my butt for the shirt, and that's what he's doing. You know, but it's nice to see people like Mason Greenwood playing. I've said this before. Screw lending people out. Let Mason Greenwood learn on our dime. Screw lending him out. Let him screw up on Old Trafford's pitch. Play some of these youngsters that are, you know, Daniel James, look, give him experience. And I think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is going to do that. I don't think he has a choice, but he's like, screw this. We're going to take some of these players like Kehi Chong and Mason Greenwood, and we're going to play them at United. We're going to, you know, and I think it's, I can't wait. I'm excited for the season because it's going to be an up-and-down season. Granted, I think the 4-0 victory was lucky. I say 3-0. I jokingly 3-0 because that the penalty shot. I watched the replay, but the penalty shot was amazing. So if there wouldn't have been the penalty, because I thought when that penalty happened, I'm like, okay, yeah. Crap. No. What do we do? Because that's going to be our, now Chelsea's going to score two quick goals, and then we're going to have to try to come back and tie it to get a point. But that's where we're at, folks. You know, I think it's going to be an interesting season. I don't think any one team is going to dominate. So it's going to be interesting to see at the end of the season what happens. It's going to be very interesting to see what goes on. I think Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is like, Pogba, you ain't got any offers yet. If you get one, you know, and it happens when, you know, but while you're here, dominate, you know, because the better you play now, well, look at when he left, he dominated. You know, he dominated. It's not going to do him any good to be at United. And, well, if I ain't going to be sold, I'm just going to have why play? Why do anything? No. If he wants to go somewhere and be somebody, well, why is Real Madrid going to take him if he's not going to dominate? And I get it. why would you want to beat United? You're fighting for maybe sixth place by the end of the season. You're in the Avondale Cup. See, my philosophy is this. Play a good number of youth. Get them the experience. Avondale Cup, you wait for, you know, the Avondale Cup. Play youth. Get them the experience. Get them game time. You know? Get them experience and game time playing with players and a club that they're supporting. Now, I understand loaning people out if, okay, yeah, we got a great team. You're going to be good in a couple of years, but right now we don't have time for you on the first team, so we want to get you some actual first team experience. We're going to loan you out to somebody. Okay, we're going to have you. And Newcastle is going to take in. You're going to get first team time, and you're going to learn. Go right ahead. But, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. I think once these, because you have a bunch of players that want to move down the field. You know, Daniel James is not a long baller. Juan Bissaka is not a long baller. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, the midfield is horrible. It's atrocious. Don't get me. I'm not going to candy coat our midfield, you know, but we got great defense. And if we can get some goals, but the thing about it is when we got that first penalty and we scored that goal, Jose Mourinho would instantly be bringing in a bunch of defensive people to try to get, okay, now we got to just hold on to the win. Where Ali's like, okay, guess what? This is what we're going to do. We're going to add more strikers. We're going to try to do stuff. We're going to try to keep going. And that's the key difference. And that's another thing. Ali could have said, well, look at what I was given. Look at the, he ain't complaining about what the owner's giving him. He's got someone like Paul Pogba, okay? When you get a legit offer, we're going to sit there and we're going to work with you and we'll get you to where you want to go. But right now you're here, dominate like you can, do what you can. It's amazing. So I think it's going to be an interesting season. I think it's going to be one where, you know, top teams are going to lose to relegation teams and relegation teams are going to – it's going to be back and forth. So
that makes a good season.
I know, it's fun, because you never know what. Any given Saturday, Sunday.
You know, I don't want to just watch, okay, Manchester's playing, well, they're going to win. I want the game.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
Except for when Everton plays, I want them to win.
Lord. But yeah, I've got about 8 minutes left in the program.
No,
don't forget
don't.
Huh?
No, you don't.
Well, I meant 2 minutes.
Well, you said eight.
Well, because I was seeing eight.
No,
yeah, I know, but trust me, hey, I'm dyslexic. I read backwards. Back off!
Eight is the same for their backwards.
Well, when I'll have to do... I'm going to give you some YouTube videos on, so you can understand what I go through.
I understand dyslexia. I'm part that way, especially.
But yeah, I got about 90 minutes left, I mean seconds. I joke around a lot about that, but thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, I do have a PayPal link if you want to help donate. Like and share on my videos. I do them almost every day. And I want to get out something really quickly because people think that where my camera is, I'm half the times so I don't even notice my camera. But everyone thinks I'm like staring at the road because my camera's here and the road's here and I'm looking at the road, not my camera. But everyone's like, well, you shouldn't be doing that because you need to drive instead of look at the camera. I'm like, I don't even notice the camera not because if you see where I have to look.
What did your mom say when she
said that? She's like, when I explained to her what's going on, she's okay. I said, well, here's the road. Here's where I'm driving. So. Anyways, I got about 26 seconds left, so thank you so much for tuning into the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. until this Thursday, good night, everybody, and God bless.
God bless.
Goodbye.